Hi, this is Amy Butterworth. I'm the Programme Design Manager at HQ of the Scouts. So today at Pride in London, we are at St Giles in the Fields in the family area. So we are getting people to get a little card with make, do and share on it. You get a little stamp when you finish your activity and you get a certificate and a badge, just like in the actual Scouts.
I'm Jane, I'm a Beaver Leader from Kent. My son's here today and he asked me to come and volunteer. We've been doing the share stand and there's a choice of three activities. One of them is looking at Braille and making on Bourbon biscuit, doing the little bumpy dots to make the initial for your first name. And lots of the children have really enjoyed it and they've got something from it. So it's been a real success.
I'm Daniel and I'm from London. I've been watching drag queens perform and completing some activities to earn a badge and a certificate.
And which activities did you complete to earn your badge?
One of them was writing your name in like Braille on a biscuit, or you could just make a chatterbox. One of them was you had to make a banner that you tied and like rolled around your neck. And the last thing I did was knot tying.
Wow, and have you done any of these activities before? And have you heard of the Scouts?
I have heard of the Scouts and I've written in Braille once before as a school activity, but neither of the others I've done.
And what did you think of the family area at Pride?
I loved it. It was fun and it was happy and it was a lovely community.
I'm Tony Malone. I'm an assistant Explore Scout leader. I'm here organising the volunteers and all of the workshops that are going on for young people, of which we've had, I think, a count of over 3,000 food now.
Wow, so how did this all come about, this family area?
Pride have previously done family areas, working with different organisations, but they never teamed up with Scouting before. And this is a combination between what we've been doing with Pride in the past with the march to now taking it into a family area where we can actually engage with young people and show what Scouting does best. It's been brilliant, actually. It's been really good. A highlight of my day was going up on stage around the Scout campfire that we have here and investing a drag queen who was doing the story time with the promise of, I promise to tell the best stories around the Scout campfire and to make sure that everybody here feels welcomed, accepted and loved.
I've had the best time here today. It's been so lovely to see so many different kinds of families from loads of different backgrounds. Some really familiar with the Scouts, already a part of it, others who used to be a part of it, others who'd never been involved at all. And they're all getting stuck in and just really enjoying it and seeing what we have to offer. So I really hope this raises our profile and maybe kind of shows people a little bit more about what we're about here at Scouts.
To find out more about Scout Radio,
go to scoutradio.org.uk.